Wayfinding remains one of the go-to problems for people when they're trying to solve an issue which is described as about accessibility, about disability. And that means there's a lot of prototypes or vaporware versions of wayfinding solutions, which is interesting, but it also means that it creates a huge shadow over the actual achievement of accessible wayfinding, because all of these solutions generally depend upon the utilisation of quite large amounts of technology, particularly mobile devices, which isn't so much of an issue nowadays that most people do have smartphones, but also infrastructure, particularly the idea of beacon technology, which means that somebody somewhere is going to have to think about a budget, an infrastructure cost, a long-term maintenance cost. And that creates a barrier to actual implementation. The other problem which also arises from the idea that we need to talk about accessible wayfinding so much is quite often people only view it within one certain specific idea. They only think about it in terms of stopping people with visual impairments bumping into things. And that's not good enough. The point about good accessible wayfinding, the reason for having good accessible wayfinding, is twofold. One, it's about making sure that people actually are able to get to the places they want to go to, that people are able to make the journeys they need, that people aren't stuck at home, that people aren't unable to go and visit their friends, go to school, go to work, all of these things. The journey, the end of the journey, that's the reason. The points in between, making of the journey, are important, but always, always think about not the experience of the journey, but actually about the purpose of the journey, the intent of the person, the life of the person. That's what matters. The other thing, and this can be very, very obscured by the idea of accessible wayfinding, is actually one of the things which is useful about accessible wayfinding, and if it was implemented well, is that it would reduce the amount of time in education, particularly for people with severe visual impairments, spent on what's known as orientation skills, the ability to be able to move through the existing environment safely. Because a lot of time in specialist schools and a lot of time for specialist teachers is spent on those skills. And that actually blocks education in areas which may benefit the person more broadly. Learning Braille, learning skills that they can use in their jobs. And that's why by easing the environment, by easing the fear about travel, which is held by so many people in society, you actually create a more inclusive society because you enable people to live the lives they want. You enable people to live lives which are better. And that's why accessible wayfinding isn't just about the technology of stopping people bumping into things as they walk.